Horn.
Hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate 33s, 78s, 45s, tapes of all sorts, and homemade music releases from around the turn of the 20th century to the present. We're exploring the road less musically traveled.
On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're digging into rare grooves from the vaults of Chess Records.
Thank you.
'cause it's really such a groove now. It's a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong 'cause you're grooving all day long. California soul, California soul. We have a melody and the beat, y'all, but it seemed, didn't seem complete, yes, until they saw two lovers kissing. Oh, sure, they knew just what was missing. So happy we were rocking and feeling, because they had added that loving feeling to California soul. California soul. Might as well get with it. Sound you hear, the fingers in your ear. Oh, you just get out and get it. Leave the morning till the sun goes down. It's in the air, it's in the air. Oh, it's wandering.
Marlena Shaw with California Soul from a 1969 LP, The Spice of Life, released on the Cadet label, which is a subsidiary of Chess Records. Marlena Shaw has gone on to sing with Count Basie. She recorded for Blue Note. She scored hits for Columbia, and she has continued to have a career in music well into the 21st century. And we started that set off with Ramsey Lewis and a tune called Les Fleurs from his LP Maiden Voyage. This is DJ Frederick, and on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're digging into the vaults of the Chess record label. Thank you. amazing guitarist that we really don't hear enough about. That was Phil Upchurch with Black Gold from the album Upchurch. Before that, Mr. Alvin Cash with The Getaway, and we started that set off with The Rotary Connection and Memory Band. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're digging into the archives of Chess Records here on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Just a reminder that all of the programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net.
This is Bird Note. If a mockingbird had an accent, it would be a thick southern drawl. They were birds of the southern states first. It wasn't until the 19th century that mockingbirds began nesting in the northeastern states. In the 20th century, the birds expanded their range into Ohio and the upper Midwest. Much of California saw the arrival of mockingbirds in the 20th century too, expanding from the state's desert southeast. Habitat change due to humans played a part in their range expansion. The birds thrive in fields with hedgerows, shrubs, and fruit trees. Changes in wildlife policy helped too. Many mockingbirds had previously been trapped for the caged bird trade or shot as agricultural pests. They rebounded when these practices were set aside. But what about their official name? Seems peculiar to call this traditional southerner a northern mockingbird. The northern actually distinguishes them from their even more southerly counterpart, the tropical mockingbird of Central and South America. But who knows? Maybe the northern mockingbird is still a southerner at heart. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous.
stand, but they may, if they can, begin to wonder why. If they wonder why, they'll find out everything.
From their one and only LP, that was a tune called Cross Country. And before that, Mr. Ray Bryant with Up Above the Rock. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're digging into the dusty crates of Chess Records. Not records about chess, but the record label Chess. Very famous label, which I don't need to go into. Needs no introduction. However, if you need an introduction to the Radio Thrift Shop, this is your first time listening, check us out on Facebook. There's a group, it's the Radio Thrift Shop. Or on Twitter, at DJ Frederick Moe. Thank you. Mr. Jimmy Ponder and the title track to his 1974 LP, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Jimmy Ponder was a great jazz guitarist. He passed away in 2013, but he was part of the Charlie Ireland Trio, the Harlem Art Ensemble, and the Kankawa Trio. Amazing, amazing musician who released a lot of albums in his lifetime, most of which are kind of obscure. And that's what we specialize here at the Radio Thrift Shop, obscurities. Before that, we heard Mr. Terry Collier and You Don't Care. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and we are exploring the vaults, the deep, dark crates of Chess Records.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. On Monday, October 12th, the United States celebrated Columbus Day, the date of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Conventionally viewed as a cause for celebration, historians such as Norman Solomon argue that Columbus Day, in fact, disguises the cruel deeds of aggressors and colonizers. He quotes extensively from Columbus's own logbook to prove his point. Here is Columbus's initial description of the Indians. Quote, "They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want," unquote. In 1495, during the second voyage, Indians were transported to Spain as slaves, many dying en route. Of this event, Columbus wrote, "Let us, in the name of the Holy Trinity, go on sending all the slaves that can be sold." His actions were merely a prologue, though. The Spanish followed him and eagerly took slaves and slaughtered the Indians in brutal ways, sometimes beheading Indian boys just to test the sharpness of their blades. Typically, after discovering an island and encountering a tribe of Indians new to them, the Spaniards would read aloud in Spanish what came to be called the requirement. Here is one version. "I implore you to recognize the church as a lady, and in the name of the Pope, take the king as lord of this land and obey his mandates. If you do not, I will take your women and children and make them slaves. The deaths and injuries that you will receive from here on will be your own fault and not that of his majesty nor of the gentlemen that accompany me." For that reason, many countries in Latin America do not celebrate Columbus Day, but rather Dia de la Raza, Day of the Race, commemorating the first encounters of Europeans and Native Americans. Dia de la Raza in many countries is seen as a counter to Columbus Day and is used instead to celebrate indigenous culture. In 2002, in Venezuela, Chavez altered the name of the celebration yet again to the Dia de la Resistencia Indígena, Day of Indigenous Resistance. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Care for the hate man preach. them I got no time, you know. The only thing life will hear to me is how to make it, brother, make it fine. Put your inside out. You know it makes you feel so good. Get your inside out. Do yourself some good. Yeah, do yourself some good. Alright. Should stand tall. See, a lot of us are blind. If you intend to help my friend, yeah, you know you gotta do it, brother, and do it now. Get your inside out. You know it makes you feel so good. Get your inside out. Do yourself some good.
Yeah, do yourself some good.
Gratitude for humanity. Yeah. Oh, you know I've done all I can. Fight insanity. You know we all need a choice in what our lives are gonna be. Better get your
inside.
You better get your. You better get your. Oh, get your
inside out.
You know it makes you feel so good. Get your inside out. Do yourself some good.
Hey! Do yourself some good.
Thank you.
finger writes, and having writ, moves on.
Ramsey Lewis with Julia, and before that, my favorite jazz harpist, Miss Dorothy Ashby, from her album The Rubaiyat of Dorothy Ashby, and that's a very esoteric album, and one of my favorites by her. If there is such a thing, they're all amazing. That was called The Moving Finger. Before that, the band American Gypsy with Inside Out. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We have been exploring the vaults of Chess Records on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. that is going to wrap it up. I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for supporting non-commercial community radio. And until next time, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Wishing you many blessings.